this is Jenna Jameson, and I am here with my mom, Lou Jameson, who is a master's prepared registered nurse who currently works as a school nurse in an elementary school. We're going to talk about the MMR vaccine and the so-called link it has to autism. So, what are vaccines?
Hi, Jen. I hope everyone can understand me. I have a terrible sore throat. Well, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, the nation's leading public health agency, defines a vaccine as a product that stimulates a person's immune system to produce immunities to a specific disease, protecting the person from that disease. Vaccines can be administered very easily by mouth, nasal inhalation, or commonly through a syringe in the doctor's office or in a clinic setting.
So tell me about the measles vaccine. How does it work?
Well, the first measles vaccine was developed in 1963 as a single disease vaccine, meaning it was only used for measles outbreaks. The U.S. had had a hard time between 1958 and 1962, averaging 503 to 510,000 cases per year, with at least 400 to 450 deaths. Then in 1971, the new MMR combined vaccine was introduced as a mixture of live, attenuated measles, mumps, and rubella. So you could inject the live virus into a human and cause the immune system to create antibodies to that specific virus and stop the infection.
So what exactly is the measles?
Measles or rubella, it's a really serious, sometimes fatal disease that causes severe diarrhea with dehydration, pneumonia, ear and eye infections, which can lead to permanent hearing or vision loss, and encephalitis that can lead to brain damage. It's a respiratory viral infection that starts out with a high fever, a raised red rash, and progresses quickly. It's highly contagious, and it's spread through mucus and saliva, so you would get it through contact with sneeze or a cough. The virus can live in airspace or on a surface for up to 2 hours.
So, if the measles was declared eradicated in 2000, why are we seeing so many outbreaks now?
Well, in 1998, a doctor in England named Dr. Andrew Wakefield published a case study that reported that the combined measles, mumps, rubella, MMR vaccine predisposed young kids to regression in behavior and learning problems. It was later found that he had undergone an uncontrolled design in his study, used a very small sample size, and they only estimated their conclusion. And the worst part was they were financed by a legal group suing vaccine manufacturers. They were immediately found guilty of ethical violations and scientific misrepresentation, but the community still believed that there was a vaccine autism link.
So we talk about the possible link with autism spectrum disorder. So can you explain what autism spectrum disorder is?
Sure. The autism spectrum disorder, or ASD, is a lifelong developmental disability that occurs in 1 out of 59 birth in the United States, and there is no one definitive cause. It affects at least 1% of the world population. The common thread of autism diagnosis is the vast difference in communication, social skills, and behaviors from other children. The symptoms of autism often begin at the same age as the development that the MMR vaccine is given, which has led parents to assume that the two are connected.
So, you said you work in a school. Can kids start elementary school without vaccines?
Why, yes, they can. In America, all 50 states allow for exemptions from needed vaccines. That means that there are three different kinds. There is a medical exemption for a child that, let's say, is allergic to a product that's in the vaccine. Or they have a pre-existing medical condition like cancer or a type of arthritis. They have some kind of a medical condition that prohibits them from taking it. Then there's religious objections, which we are now seeing that there is a group for the last 10, 15 years of anti-vaccinating parents that are promoting using religious objections, though we know that there is no religion out there that does not want you to vaccinate your child. And the second time is personal reasons for objecting.
So do scientists know, or doctors, anyone in the medical field, do they know what causes autism spectrum disorder?
No, they really don't. There's no one diagnosis out there. Right now they're studying genetic links, because sometimes it runs in families. If you have one child that has autism, you're more likely to have another child develop it as well. They're saying that babies conceived from older fathers or born prematurely have a higher chance of it. There are also certain medications and sex hormones and metals, like pesticides, chemicals that harden plastics, lead, that are under suspect. We really just don't know.
So who would you consider to be the New Age anti-vaxxer group?
Well, it's funny you would ask, because there seems to be a whole new group out there of college-educated mothers that are promoting anti-vaxxing.
Why do you think that?
Well, according to author Jessica Valenti, who wrote an excellent article on this, women are drawn into the anti-vaccination movement because it makes them feel like experts in a culture where women's intelligence and experience is so often discounted. Women make up most of the decisions for healthcare for their kids, so they seem to feel that they're in charge. They have the mommy instincts. Unfortunately, most of the rhetoric that they spread through Facebook and blogs and other social media is incorrect.
So why do you think this specific group believes in this so-called link to ASD?
No one really knows, but it's being pushed from everyone, from Jenny McCarthy to even this year. The White House communications chief's wife called the measles outbreak fake and hysteria. And she suggested that contracting the sometimes deadly disease could protect against illness later in life. She's given credence because she comes from a power of position. A lot of actresses have come forward to say that they believe too, though they have vaccinated their children. It's very unclear, but women seem to take guidance from other women.
So you talked about Jenny McCarthy. Why is she such a strong influence of the group?
Well, years ago, she was on Oprah and she promoted a special diet that she used to treat her son Ethan and cure him of the autism. But that is done. Now she's done a complete reversal. Her child is in his teens and still very autistic.
So then, was she one of the moms who refused to vaccinate her kids, or believes that vaccines are bad because her son has autism?
No, she actually vaccinated him. She vaccinated him, I believe, until he was 3 or 4 years old. And that's what she blames on it. Again, it happened at the same point in development that the autism symptoms appeared, that he received vaccines.
How do you feel about this whole situation?
I think it's really unfair to not only children. There are a lot of sickly people in the world that cannot take the vaccine, you know, and it's so contagious. Right now, the CDC reports that as of May 1st, 2019, there have been 704 cases diagnosed in 26 different states. Okay, I know it seems like a small amount, but in the Philippines and other countries, they have rampant measles infections. They are losing people left and right. As a matter of fact, the World Health Organization has said that anti-vaxxers will promote more disease processes in 2019 than ever before.
If you could say anything to these anti-vaxxer moms or even dads out there, what would you say? What would you tell them?
I would say that if more people stop giving their kids the MMR vaccine, the disease immunities are going to drop and disease could run rampant. Measles outbreaks spread so quickly and could easily cause a pandemic. And that means an infection around the world. Those that would be infected would suffer so badly that they would require hospitalization, which would put stress on the medical systems around the world. The MMR vaccine is extremely important to prevent not only diseases in individuals, but in the rest of the world also. We now know there is absolutely scientific proof that the MMR vaccine does not cause autism. It has been totally, irrefutably debunked. So please, if you're out there listening and you're on the fence, do your own research. Don't just listen to what your friends say or don't believe what you see on Facebook. Do the research yourself. Go through scientific communities before, talk to people before you make this decision. But please vaccinate your children for all of us.
All right. Thank you, Mom, for that terrific interview. I think we got a lot of information, and I hope that we will reach a couple people through this. That's it. Thank you.